Facebook podcast.
Welcome to the Awkward Moms Club, starring Christia and Ashley. Awkward.
Hello?
Hi, we're here.
We're here, and we're alive.
I mean, yeah, I've never felt more alive. I'm going to be totally honest.
I've definitely felt more alive, but it's fine. Everything's fine.
We're fine. Everything's fine.
Great.
Here's a question I have. Is it going to stop raining?
Never.
Ever?
Uh-uh.
Remember that country song that was like,
I don't.
Is it raining at your house? Like it's raining in my house. Because, like, do they live in the same town?
They live here. In Florida. What the fuck, Florida?
Fix your shit. It's raining so bad. I'm over it. It's humid. I can't, like, with the sweating.
It's hot, and it's rainy, and it's disgusting, and it's been 40 days and 40 nights.
I know. It's Should like, we start building the ark?
Probably.
What would we put on the ark that we build?
Not any animals.
Maybe the dogs.
Your dogs, sure.
Ready to murder yours? Let them drown? Would you watch your dogs drown?
I'm just joking. They were just really bad with the anthro people. Like, they were so annoying and so bad. Like, barking and trying to pummel through the door. It was cute. The bedroom door. I was like, fuck all of you. I hate you.
Oh, no. But you got your bed.
Well, sort of.
Oh, man.
So it's functional at least now. So the guy came in and he goes, so what's the deal? And I said, we're missing the center beam. He goes, that's it? I said, that's it. That's all I've been asking for almost a year, 10 months. And he was like, okay. So do you want me to take this down and bring me the new one or just replace the piece? I was like, all I've wanted the whole time is to replace
the damn piece.
The fucking piece. So he goes out, fishes the fucking piece out of the box.
They definitely didn't have.
Yeah, it didn't exist.
It wasn't a part of the bed for months.
And yeah, it was so annoying. Then he comes up and he has the piece and the legs. I said, actually, I have those legs and the screws that go to them. And he was like, what? I was like, they're right here. He goes, well, I have these new ones. So it's fixed. It's fixed. I'm happy with the solution, but it was annoying.
But he kept the other bed.
Yeah.
He probably kept it.
He probably did. It's fine. I don't give a shit. My bed is fixed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a waterbed anymore.
I feel that. I'm going to follow that guy. Oh, where is he?
He's gone.
Oh, shit.
Gone.
I should have followed him. Uh-huh. Held him up.
Yo, give me what's in your truck.
With a Nerf gun. Taking the bed. I need a new bed. Ours is like, so, like, anytime you move a muscle.
Yours is metal, right?
I also think I love the canopy bed, like, vibe or, like, poster bed. But I like when they connect. I don't just like the tall.
The tall makes me think you're going to get, like, impaled on it somehow. Like, I know it's very unlikely.
I don't like it.
But, like, I just picture, like,
it reminds me of, like, a king. Tragedy. And I picture, like, somebody being tied to it. And maybe that somebody's me. I'm picturing myself being tied to it.
Definitely you.
I mean, you could tie yourself to the bed I have now.
It would work.
Not from experience. I don't know this. I'm just saying you could, technically. But there's some screws loose. And then it's literally like was a $250
it's
like
been a very sturdy
impulse
speed.
Buy on something Wayfair or something.
Wayfair.
I got it when I got that kid from Wayfair.
Oh my god!
Let us never forget.
Still will not shop on Wayfair because she thinks they're trafficking kids. Which maybe they are, but also they got those good light deals. So
I don't think they're trafficking kids. Like we've all lost our minds.
I don't think they are either. But like. Where else am
explain the $2,000 pillow, Christia.
That's money laundering, Ashley.
What the fuck?
Guess the gate's open, honey.
Jeez, dog. Okay, I gotta let my dog
Pause.
In. What a dummy. Okay, but you never answered what else you would want on your ark besides not your dogs.
Just as long as there's gin.
Okay.
A cozy bed.
Champs.
I could do without champs.
I really like it.
That's fine. You could bring that.
I like gin too, but I also like tequila.
Oh, I like tequila too.
Full bar.
Yeah, full bar. Lots of.
Not vodka. There's just no point. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there a serve? Like, does it serve a purpose?
No.
It's like if you don't want to drink and you don't want to. I don't know. It's for babies. It's for little bitch ass babies. I'm joking. I guess if you're a vodka person, that's fine.
It's just not my fave. It's not my preference for sure.
It just doesn't taste like anything, but like maybe a little bit isopropyl.
Okay, there is a – wait, I've got it. If you're going to a concert or event and they allow you a water bottle.
Yeah.
then you can easily put that in there. But there's other clear liquors.
Gin and tequila.
I know. Wait, like, what? Never mind.
So my favorite thing ever, and then I got to say what I want to put on the arc. One of Jake and I's, like, first dates, we went to Indianapolis to watch, like, a Colts football game, like, in downtown Indy, like, with the energy. I don't know. It was dumb.
No, I feel it.
It was fine. It was fun. But there was this big old girl in my spinny undie. There was this big old lady sitting at the bar, and somebody brought her, like, a whiskey. And she looked at that waiter like he had 77 eyes and horns. And she said, ugh, I ain't a dark bitch. I'm a clear bitch.
Oh, my
God. And so
God.
Now that's, like, Jake and I's favorite freaking thing to say still. Like, I'm a clear bitch.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, but on the arc, I would for sure. I mean, we probably will have to build one if it doesn't freaking stop raining.
Agreed.
You got the gin. I got the
loom. Is it raining where you are?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I would take some fishing poles because just.
Oh, girl.
Fun. Just right off the arc.
And also food.
You would be catching dead people. And you'd be catching dead dogs because you left yours. You'd be fishing up people. You got to get more than 30-pound tests, I think.
I don't know what that means.
It's just how strong of the
line.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. If we're catching zombies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to catch zombies. Just cut the line every time.
You're like, fuck this guy.
Back to the water
with
you.
Lots of hooks.
Back to the water with you. But, yeah, comfy bed. Is there TV on the arc? Is there Wi-Fi? Mm. I mean, I would like for there to be, but in this, like, doomsday scenario, maybe some books.
Oh, Colleen, we'll just bring Colleen Hoover.
All of Colleen Hoover.
No, just her.
Just her. And she can just, like, tell a story to laugh. Okay, perfect. Well, problem solved.
Entertainment check.
Yeah. Lots of blankets, lots of sheets, lots of towels. It's going to be a wet time. Maybe some rafts and, like, rope to tie it behind the arc for, like, a little funny
for the kids,
fun adventure.
So we don't have to listen to their bullshit.
Yeah. A dinghy boat, life jackets.
Oh. We're not having a Titanic situation. Got it?
If the ark sinks, I'll have room for you on my door.
Oh, I love you. There was totally room for his stupid ass.
Like, we can't
ass
talk
too.
About
God
it.
Damn.
That ruined my childhood.
Literally. Do you remember how many times I saw that in the theater? Like, 5.
14. I went 14 times.
Yeah.
I had a problem. We're talking about Titanic, by the way.
But also, like, that means that I spent, like, a full work week.
A gob of money. How old were you?
Not that old, but I'm
no,
just
I was
saying
like 12
that, like,
or 13, so you were only like 15.
But also, like, how much money? Like, did I spend all of my allowance on that fucking movie? Yes.
I mean, I went several times in one weekend, like two back-to-back showings, and I think I probably just stayed, didn't go back out and pay.
Oh, I definitely never did that.
Oh my God, my dad also used to get popcorn bags out of the trash and then be like, "This is ripped. Can I get a new one?"
Diabolical.
Pretty smart and diabolical.
Diabolical.
Yep. My dad is super diabolical.
Totally.
He would also just movie hop all day on a Saturday. He would just pay for one ticket, pay for no popcorn, a ticket and a drink, and he would just go from theater to theater. And that's probably why they got the rules now. My dad's pictures in every movie theater in the freaking country. Now he has to pay for, like, five
double.
Tickets every time he goes.
They're like, we know you stay in the whole day,
we know
girl.
You stay in the whole day. We can't have you be doing that.
That's messed up.
Anyway.
That's funny. That is diabolical, though.
It's funny. I'm like, how do you... That's why they don't have, like, the names of the movies anymore. It's just, like, Theater 4. Because he used to... Sir, excuse me. Find a place to go. Away. We got dog problems.
We got 99 dogs.
And they all
but
bitches.
One.
I got 99 doggies, and they all bitches. That's you.
Oh, fuck.
Literally.
Literally. Fuck me.
Okay, so yeah, that's all for the arc. I don't know. If it's just 40 days, like, I'll survive. Cards. I would take cards.
Playing cards, poker chips.
Both, all of it. Roulette wheel.
We actually just needed to be a cruise ship. How about
couple
that?
Slot machine.
Well, a cruise ship actually is perfect because open bar, check. All the food we could ever want, check. Good food, didn't say it was good food, but it's survival of the fucking fittest at that point.
Yeah.
Cruise ship. That's
Are
all
we
getting
our
do.
Own cruise ship?
Well, we're going to steal one. Duh.
Move over, Captain. We're taking this. We're pirates. Oh, we are pirates.
God, it all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
Wow.
I need to sit in this for a second. That's why I love eye patches so much.
Right, and stripes. I like black and white stripes.
Which one of us is going to get our leg cut off to get a little wood fitting?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I have a bad ankle anyway.
From the knee down, huh?
Yeah, yeah, girl, it's fine.
Okay. It's fine. I mean, that seems fair. That does seem fair.
Yeah.
You know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Christina Aguilera. I know we always talk about Britney. I know we always talk about Brit. But Christina had some bangers. Her first album was like my performance art. Like I just would stand on chairs, perform for all my stuffed animals. I mean, I did that to Britney too, but Christina.
Christina allowed you to showcase your vocal range.
My vocal range. Yeah. So the first album is just like literally banger after banger.
Banging.
Yeah, and why did she speak Spanish sometimes? Was that
she's like Spanish?
Is she?
I think she's Puerto Rican.
Is that for some sort of? I didn't know if it was just for ratings.
That I'm not sure about, but I do believe that she is some sort of Hispanic speaker, Latinx. I don't know. I don't know what she's where. I don't know, but she speaks Spanish. That's all I mean.
So the one song that she had that said, "You make me feel so emotional." You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was like my jam because I indeed felt so emotional at any given moment in all moments.
Very volatile.
Yeah. Can't let go. I'm so emotional.
I appreciate that, but I'm definitely more of
an upbeat.
The dirty, the dirty album.
What does she say? Like, too dirty, I gotta clean my act up. Yes. Some guy says that. I mean, that music video was iconic.
Oh my
the
God.
One where
and
she
Lady
wore
Marmalade.
The stirrups. Uh-huh. Remember when I said Mulan and you thought I meant Moulin Rouge and I just meant like the song Reflection?
But what is this album cover? Like, whoa. Oh my God, it came out on my anniversary before
meant
I got
be.
Married.
It's meant
but
to be.
Why does it look like she has like lacy pubes?
It is terrible. She was just trying to be like what you were never going to get from Britney, which is like for her to be totally topless. She was too bubblegum for that.
Yeah.
Probably not on her own terms.
Right.
Though. But where you weren't going to get that from her, Christina was like,
she's like, you want to see the titties? I'll show you the titties.
I
at
got
least
the titties.
Side
yeah. No nip prob. Because like, I got to keep them 12 year olds. Coming to the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Coming.
Ew. I hate you so much
I
for
hate
that.
Myself.
Oh my God.
Okay, but I can't censor myself. It just came out. I can't.
That was horrible.
It
was
horrible. Really, really bad. I'm sorry. I kind of liked it though. but like, you couldn't look away. Like,
no,
it was
sure.
just like you had to watch what was going on. And in my mind, like now looking at that, I'm like, that is fucking harmless. But in my mind, when
it
I was
like
that
so
old,
sex.
I was like, this is taboo. I
scandal.
Love it. I love
diabolical.
It. I love it. I love it. And Britney now is like, I never got to show my young tits, so I got to get my old ones out. Like, literally every day they're out.
Literally, like, always.
And now her kids are getting taken away from her, maybe, like, all the way.
That's fucked up.
Because of her boobies. And she's like, what does it matter? Like, they're grown. They're not like babies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's fucked up.
She just had it rough. I feel like she had a lot more pressure and like her team was just way more controlling
mm-hmm.
than Christina.
Yeah. I also feel like she was pigeonholed so quickly as like the pop princess, like not actually talented. She's just hot and you know what I mean? I'm not saying she's
hot
not talented.
And dance. Hot
yeah.
dance.
I'm not saying she's not vocally talented. I don't know. But
she was like, yeah, you're exactly right. Like it was up to her to do like the choreographing, like crazy stuff, like
mm-hmm.
the Slave for You video.
Fire.
And Christina was just like never really dancing. She was just kind of wiggling around. I will kill you now. My dog is literally absurd. He just brought us a dirty diaper.
Thanks, Cece. We appreciate it.
Lay down, Cecil. There's your diaper. Okay.
Yes.
So, speaking of hot and dirty.
Oh, goodness.
Should we try some of these hot, extreme ghost pepper?
I'm a little scared.
Ghost pepper almonds?
I'll try one, but I'm scared.
Okay, if you just hear nothing else and just choking sounds, it's call the 911 and send them to 70.
Just joking.
Don't come to my house.
They're not that bad.
We'll die alone in peace. Those are nice.
They're good. Okay, sponsored by Blue Diamond Almonds. Extreme ghost pepper heat. They're not too spicy. Mm-mm. Oh, it's a good flavor.
Nice flavor.
Not just like spicy, just to spice.
I like these.
Mm-hmm.
These are good. These will be great for your digestive tract.
My digestive tract.
Send it through.
Cleaned out. We are colon cleansed, basically.
Send it through, baby. Send it through.
Oh, fuck. What a day.
So your favorite Christina song is?
Oh.
No,
I wouldn't say that that's my favorite Christina song.
That's your favorite Christina vibe.
Yes.
These are getting a little spicy.
I think Fighter maybe is my favorite. Or Can't Hold Us Down, because both of them were very much like, yeah, they were very much
girl
like,
power-y.
Yes, empowerment, and like, that was not a thing back then.
Yeah.
It was like the beginning of the feminist movement for me.
Revolution.
You know? Yes. Yeah.
Christina, you out there, you hear that?
Also.
Help Christina find her.
Feminist.
Her inner feminist voice.
Also, when I was pregnant with Gabriel, his name was going to be Maxwell. Like, I'm not kidding. I named the ultrasound when I scanned it onto my computer Maxwell. Like, I was set on Maxwell. And that bitch, Christina Aguilera, named her baby Maxwell. So I did not, because.
Before?
Mm-hmm.
You? By how many weeks?
Like 4 to 6.
What a little biatch.
I was like, this cunt just did that. And like, it wasn't that I thought people would be like, oh, you named your baby after Christina Aguilera's
baby. You
just
didn't want it to be like a trend.
I didn't want him to be Maxwell P.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it did happen. Like, I think there's a ton of Maxes and Maxwells that are about 14.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christina. You ruined my life.
Wow. That's hot. Ruined your life?
At that time.
That's really, really intense. I want to tell you something about something that ruined my life. I don't know if this is appropriate for air.
It's all, anything goes.
But did you ever do like performances for your family as a kid?
100. One time I did like an interpretive dance to November Rain, which is like 27 minutes long by Guns N' Roses.
Damn.
It was like 20 minutes long. I was like sweating. I was wearing a red square dancing dress. Like it was like fluffy and layery. I have a photo from my mom's wall of the dress. Like we got them for pictures, and then I was like, this bitch is performance worthy. And I did like an interpretive dance to November
Rain. Make your
Rain.
Whole family watch?
Of course.
And they just sat there?
They were like, this fucking music is good. And I don't think they paid attention to the dance.
They were like watching TV.
Yeah.
They were like watching Wheel of Fortune too. Okay, well, I did something way more awful and embarrassing. So, you know how you can fart? At your butt.
Yeah.
But when your vagina makes a fart sound, it's called a queef.
Uh-huh.
Well, at some point in my young, young life, not even that young, I was honestly embarrassingly probably like 8, I figured out how to do that. But then convinced myself, maybe, and definitely everybody else, I didn't convince anyone else, but I said at least that I could fart on command. And I gathered my family around. This is true and awful in my grandparents' living room, and I laid on the floor and proceeded to queef for an audience, for a fucking audience. I didn't just do this once. I did it a couple times, and everyone would be like, wow, Ashley, do you still, like, know how to fart on command? And I'd be like, yeah.
The joy.
Like, what?
Why
did somebody let me continue?
That's a great question.
Why did I queef for my whole family?
I don't know, Crystal. Why did...
I don't know if my sisters were, like, involved in that.
If I taught you.
They're like, here's what you're going to do. But my grandpa would just be like...
Wait, is it the grandpa that says kiddo?
No, my other one. The grandpa that says kiddo will be horrified to find this information out. My other grandpa was like the coolest cowboy. He had polio and he couldn't walk. And he was
fuck.
Just like in a chair or a little electric Scooter, yeah, and he was like making bad jokes all the time, inappropriate, letting his granddaughter queef for an audience. Like, what the fuck?
Good job, kiddo.
This is maybe my therapy because I think about it. Wrong grandpa.
I don't care. He's still so proud of you. He said so in that card.
What are you proud of, grandpa? Are you proud that I figured out how to queef and now I'm trying to do it as like my main like thing? Did I earn money? No. Respect? Opposite? Just like a lifetime of embarrassment and shame. That's why I'm bringing it to the podcast so I can air it out and be done.
Actually,
just picture a little chunky Ashley laying in somebody in a living room floor of a modern ranch with a basement brick.
Split entry?
On, nope. On a modern, like, ranch over a basement.
Oh my God. My grandma
and grandpa had a daycare in the back and in the basement, and upstairs is where I would do performance queef. Performance queefing.
Oh, my God.
But, like, the alternate, if I was farting on command out my beehole, I still, like, that's pretty embarrassing, too. It's just, like,
I can't.
Either way, it's bad. Either way, it's bad. I think this way is worse.
But here's the thing. Did they really, like, did they know? That's what I want to know.
Oh, they knew where it was coming from. Smellless. Odorless. Like, if we call my mom right now, she would be like, I remember that. And why wouldn't we be like, shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. Don't let your daughter queef for people.
On command.
On command. I had to lay. I had to get situated, positioned. Awful. I think some of my family members have some explaining to do.
You've got some explaining to do, anyway, kiddo.
Wrong grandpa. That grandpa, like, is Pentecostal and he mall walks. The other one was, like, basically a degenerate, but I loved him. He was the best.
He probably still called you kiddo.
No, we didn't. Ashley. My grandpa had the daycare, but if you were being, like, annoying or crazy, he would be like, go play in. Go down and play in the middle of Rogers, which is, like, a busy street. He would say, go down and play in the middle of Rogers Street. And you, I mean, you didn't do it, but he would say that.
He's like, you're fucking annoying.
Like, get away from me. Mm-hmm. He was an interesting man. Very interesting. His mom lived in Florida. She's dead now, though.
Really?
But she outlived him a while.
That's sad.
She lived in Kissimmee. Yeah, like right after. So my grandma's real.
Who's your mom's?
Mm-mm, my dad's. Grandma Lou with the one leg. She can be part of our pirate crew.
That means I don't have to lose a leg.
Yes, you're in.
Woo!
I'll do the eye patch.
I'll wear an eye patch.
Okay, we can both do an eye patch. You, yes, tattoos. You got tattoos. I'll do eye patch. I got something.
I got stripes.
You can do stripes. I want to be like
you're
bandana.
You're good in red.
I'm going to do a bandana, yeah. A red one.
You're good in red.
Maybe a feather.
Oh, we need a parrot.
Oh my God, we're going to get a parrot either way.
New mascot for the podcast.
I mean, I have to get a parrot either way.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wish it would stop raining long enough for me to like spray paint the side of the arc with like cool
graffiti doy.
Yeah.
Like, gang members. Any gang members willing to spray paint something cool on the side of our arc, message us. Slide right into those DMs.
Yeah. Like gang symbols, but like for moms, you know?
Like awkward moms club.
The most awkward thing in the world is what I just talked about. And now we can move on.
Possibly. Now we're slightly less awkward moms club.
Yeah. We're slightly less awkward. I mean, or maybe slightly more awkward. Man, right now, what you don't know about me is that I'm sitting here with my Von Dutch hat on.
Oh.
It's part of a birthday gift from you, and I love it. But the thing about a Von Dutch hat is if you're wearing it, it has to be, like, a little bit askew. And you also have to not put it all the way down on your head.
No.
There's got to be more hat above.
Yeah, I think they used to be taller.
And duck face.
Doy.
Our heads used to be smaller.
Show me your Paris Hilton face.
These are good.
Those are good.
Warning, this snack kicks back.
Uh-oh.
Ain't lying.
That's
yeah.
Sad. I'm scared. Hopefully that Imodium that I took helps.
I'm glad that the trucker hat trend I love, but I don't like it askew.
No.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Askew is like, feels like you're going to get in a fight with somebody. I don't know why, though. But yeah. But I like going backwards.
Uh-huh. I lost my hat backwards when you told me about the queefing.
Oh my God. The hat is gone.
Probably the queefing extravaganza.
We're not going to be able to name this episode that. It won't let us.
No, definitely not. Oh, it also start out all of the words shitty. So
do you want me to do it for you right now?
No. Immediately no.
I don't know how anymore.
Lies. Muscle memory, honey.
Oh, Jesus. That's the funniest thing ever.
Kiddo.
Anyway, but the trucker hat trend I'm into. It kind of never left.
It didn't.
It just, like, evolved into, like, something different. But what's your favorite trend that's, like, maybe something that just came back that you wore when you were a kid that now your kids are wearing? I don't know.
Well, definitely Jordans that I just bought. Like, I'm here
for... Did you get them?
Uh-huh. I'm here for the 90s.
I thought it was...
So,
September 22nd.
No, I ordered some on... I ordered some, and they came. And then I ordered them. Nike sent me an email like the next day that was like, P.S. this doper sneaker's coming out on the 22nd. And it was like the 15th. And I was like, cool, I'll get them on the 22nd. So I swear to God, I set an alarm, went home from work, made sure that I was on my computer for this fucking launch on the 22nd. But it's fucking September 22nd. So now I'm just happy with my Dennis Rodman inspired Jordans. They're very like Chicago Bulls.
I like that.
You know, I love a Dennis Rodman moment.
Chicago Bills, you know?
Yes. I'd love a Dennis Rodman. I don't like what fucking sixth grader. Like I was in sixth grade and I had a crush on Dennis Rodman.
That's the weirdest person to have a crush on in sixth grade.
Right?
Yeah. When I was talking about weird crushes, you should have brought that up.
I forgot.
That's bizarre.
He was hot. Still
I had a crush on anybody, honestly. Anyone who would listen to me do my favorite.
Stella, can you chill?
My dogs are really honestly being so annoying. I had a crush on anyone who, like, looked at me even, like, sideways. One time, a guy at the mall in Terre Haute when I was visiting Kiddo Grandpa, my sister, like, did my makeup. I was super ugly, but she did my makeup, and I looked a little less ugly. And she did, I had, like, fucked up teeth real bad. I had a bad haircut. But I did, like, I think I started the middle part. Middle part's probably my favorite trend.
Oh, I'm here for middle part. Like, not right now because I look homeless.
Like, that's probably my favorite trend that, like, was there for a minute and then it came, it, like, went away so and everyone was so dramatic.
Amelia's hair just naturally was that way. Very dramatic with the hard side part, like, when she was born. And
she was like, since, yeah, for drama.
Yeah, basically. What? What?
Can you talk about Mimi's hair?
It was very... Her hair was super dramatically side-parted. So I feel like people thought I did that on purpose. However, I didn't. But it was always just that way. Like, when it grew, but now she's
like
fine.
A hard side part.
Hard side.
Damn it. Can somebody get my dogs and take them to the kill shelter? Like,
we're
what
taking
is going
them,
on?
We're not taking them on the ark anymore. They just got blacklisted.
They're blacklisted.
Cecil.
You're blacklisted,
you're
dude.
You're Cecil. You're blacklisted. Go, go.
He's embarrassed for me, and I feel it. I am. Oh, my God.
Did the baby wake up?
I thought. That's why I made that face.
I thought you made that face because Emily's hair was so bad.
No, she's the cutest.
She's so
yeah,
crazy.
Side part. And maybe bell bottoms a little bit.
I can't do bell bottoms because my legs are stupid long. Like, they're not, they don't look that long. But, like, when
they
you put a pair of fucking bell bottoms on me, if they're not the perfect length, I look ridiculous. Well, so then, they're fine for, like, the first, like, you buy them at the store and they're, like, good. And then you wash them and then they shrink and then you look like an idiot. That's my,
well, you can't dry them.
No, even if I don't, like, just, I swear to God, that water, like, it's not great.
They have long in almost
they,
everything.
Yeah. I need to try again. But, like, I have, like, PTSD, I think, from
yeah
bell bottoms the first time.
I have. They but, could be really cute.
I'm here for the wide leg, though.
I'm here for the wide leg, too. I got
Except
Edie a cute pair of wide legs.
Amelia's wearing wide legs right now, and she looks so cute. But except for growing up in the Pacific Northwest, it rained every day, much like it's been here.
Yeah, do you feel at home?
Yeah, and I'm sick about it. But when your jeans get wet, they're wet for life.
That's
like,
true.
You are so screwed. Like, you step in a puddle and you're like, motherfuck, my jeans are wet for the rest of the day. And
yeah,
there's nothing you can
dry.
Do about it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
They're cute.
Yeah, so here's the tips for wearing bell bottoms. Long enough.
Definitely.
Pick your shoes ahead of time.
Yeah.
That's also kind of a, you
important
know.
Key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or they'll get all fringy on the bottom.
Yes. No,
here's
never,
the thing.
Ever
skinny jeans
pants.
Are not great, but they were easy.
They were easy.
You
and I think skinny has a purpose. Like in boots. Like I still think skinny jeans serve a purpose for boots.
You cuff them a couple times. Like, I have literally right now no jeans. Not one single pair of jeans. I gave them all away.
So many.
Because they didn't fit. So now I got to go jean shopping. If it would ever get cold here, it fucking stop raining.
Yeah, because you can't wear jeans right now.
There's also not anywhere to fucking shop here.
No.
I'm angry. Like, I want to go somewhere where there's actually legit fun shopping. I like shopping.
We need to go to Nordstrom.
Atlanta.
We need to go to a Nordstrom because they have the best denim selection. At least they used to. I don't know about now because we haven't lived by a Nordstrom, but like.
I love a Nordstrom.
I remember buying my first designer pair of denim jeans. They were like $100. But I was poor. Barry was in med school. I went with my sister-in-law.
Like sevens?
They were called David Kahn. I still have the shorts. Like, I cut them into shorts because they were definitely not a good style. Like, they got dated quick, but I still have the shorts. Like,
they were cool for like the 6 months.
Yes.
They were sick.
Now they're shorts and they're fine. I cut them a little short, but whatever.
Booty
booty. But Nordstrom was the place to go because they had such a good variety and size run.
Yeah.
Run?
Run? Yeah.
Rain.
Size run?
Size rain. I don't know. Stupid.
I had these bell bottoms in middle school or like maybe ninth grade, and they were corduroy. Bell bottoms, and they were from Aeropostale, and they were embroidered on the bottom, and they were embroidered with like blue, almost like paisley, and then I had a sweater that matched. I lived and died by that outfit. It was like my whole, like I remember seeing it and being like, like I was a sucker for a set before sets were a thing. Oh, sets is maybe my favorite. I don't know. That was like so 80s, and now it's back, and I love a set.
So I'm kind of here for the juicy shit.
Too.
Like I'm kind of back for juicy because I was way too poor for juicy.
I wasn't juicy. I was juicy, but like my butt wasn't. I was chunky with a flat butt.
And then
I just was thin and like not.
I was never thin.
I mean thin for like me, but like flat butt, big boobs.
Yeah, definitely titty.
Like my freaking hip bones stuck out of these. Not those. I was still pretty chunky then with the corduroys. But, like, at some point in high school, like, my hip bones jetted.
I don't think anybody's
jetted.
Ever been able to see my hip bones.
It was
do
bad.
I have hip bones?
I would just didn't eat. Yeah, you do. They're in there. But I was so thin that, like, my front was like a square.
SpongeBob?
And then I had no ass. So I felt like I couldn't even wear juicy sweatpants. I had no ass.
I really, like, am here for the juicy revival.
Oh. And that's the thing about losing weight. It's like, unless you're going to do Kardashian shit to, like, get a big butt, which is called buying one, like, that's where it goes away from me first. Like, bye-bye.
I've never
ass.
Had an ass, but since I got the Peloton.
Oh, does it help your ass?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I need a
like,
rainbow.
Running wasn't good for my ass. Like, I used to run. You knew when
no,
we first
running,
met.
Cardio, like, that kind of, like, running, walking, that doesn't do anything for your ass.
No, except maybe inclining. Like, that's
stairs.
Why, like, I've been doing.
I do the stair stepper, which is fucking awful, but I do it.
I'll walk for 30 minutes at, like, a 12 and a half incline.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that could be helping
that
potentially.
Yeah. You have the treadmill and the bike.
Mm-hmm. I got the treadmill for my birthday last year. So thank you, Barry Polizzi. You did do something nice for my birthday last year. He got mad at me.
Oh,
but
please
I said,
listen, what a good husband. What a good fucking husband.
But he said, you never do anything nice, or like, we never do anything for your birthday. I was like, literally last year.
We were trying to go to that island with the pigs and shit.
Yeah, Barry. But on my birthday last year, do you know what I did for my fucking birthday? This was all inspired by the last episode of the podcast. I said, I went to the fucking Thanksgiving feast at Seaside Neighborhood School. Then I came home and carpooled all the fucking kids to all the places they needed to go. And then do you know what we did for dinner? Nothing, because our kids didn't want to go to Los Rancheros. So I didn't even get a birthday dinner. I made fucking dinner for myself. So yes, You did buy me a treadmill, Barry, but you didn't do anything else.
I would have left those little motherfuckers and gotten the little strange heroes.
I should have. But then I can have a morgue and then drive home.
Uber. Maybe. I got a guy.
You got a guy. I need the guy to pick Juju up on Saturday from work.
Okay.
For real.
Darren?
Yeah. Willie?
Yeah. Can I just do it?
No.
Why?
Secret stuff.
Where's Barry going to be?
At a secret place with me.
Ooh.
You'll be there too.
Oh. Barry's going to be at a secret place. Yeah, we can get Darren to go. Yeah, we can get Darren. Hope we're going to karaoke or bingo or doing slot machines.
We're going to Biloxi.
Oh, shit. That would be really
fun. Biloxi would be fun.
We actually should just do that instead of whatever else we're doing.
I'm texting Jake right now.
I love winning big. I don't know if you know that about me.
I've never won big.
I love winning big.
But I only be playing the penny slots.
So I don't win big, but I like to pretend.
So when I win big, it's like, you won $1.
Yeah.
Fucking yes.
If the machine lights up and like a witch is like, I love the Wicked Witch one. Like the Wicked Witch one in the airport of Las Vegas is like, her and I are tight.
So that's funny because I went to the arcade with my kids on Sunday. They have that fucking like tractor game where shoves all the shit. Rocket Lane.
Oh yeah.
Mimi wanted to go roller skating and then I was like, well, we'll just buy $10 game cards and you guys can fuck around with that.
Yeah.
Bought myself a $10 game card and I won like 5,000 tickets on this stupid SpongeBob game where kicks like these feels coins good. And stuff. I was like, oh, I'm rich with these tokens. And then I went into the reward shop and I was like, well, that was a waste of $10 because
I got my kids and myself scratchers for my birthday and we all sat and scratched a scratcher and I won $2 and Huck was like, you spent $5 and you won $2. That's just a deficit of $3.
Oh my God. I love him.
I was like, why are you the cutest person ever?
Deficit.
He's so funny. What did he say the other day? And we were like, get out of here. I mean, deficit was one of them, but the other day he said something Jake will remember. And I sat in
your mother's butt quack.
He said something the other day and I was like, the hell did you just say? Like, such a professional way to say something. Like, he is wild. Today he's wearing his black Doc Martin boots with, he looks like a little, like, off-duty army man. He has on his black Doc Martin boots with tan, like, cargo pants that are tight at the ankle.
Oh, my God.
And a green shirt, like That's a cute. Plain green shirt. And he was so
stoked. Would
he so die
if he saw Barry shit? Like, his army uniform?
If he saw Barry dressed in his army uniform, he would literally be like, that's the coolest thing I ever saw.
It's pretty hot.
He's cute. It's pretty hot. You hear that, Barry? That's what you need to do for your her birthday. You put on the army uniform hat.
Probably
you
he's gonna
unzip the zipper, leave one thing out.
Oop.
But not.
No, he probably is drill on my birthday.
Not
so
the one
fine.
Way. The other way. You gotta go. Not. You gotta go. Unzipped.
The finger thing that you just did was a lot. It was a lot.
You know, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
You want me to do a video for that?
Nope, probably not. Probably not. Probably not.
Anyway, Barry, make it up, dear.
Probably he has drill on my birthday.
Just make it. Yeah, he's gonna be drilling you.
Ew.
Christy is quitting the podcast.
In other news. No, he actually has drill in Owen's birthday.
Now you just have to hear my psychotic rantings of an unstable woman.
Creeping. Cleaver.
Oh, queeping for company. It's just what I do. You come to my house, I lay down. Show you what I'm working with.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. I know we've lost some people, and that's just bound to happen. We'll find our people.
If you're not
you're
our
like,
people.
Bye. I did not. I thought I found my people. Turns out. Just.
That's so.
God bless it. In other news.
And we still don't know Nazi's name.
No, we don't know Nazi's name. But in like a very PG topic, and I don't mean pussy ghost.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Pussy ghost. That's a better word than gross.
That's better. Okay.
Pussy guts.
Uh-huh.
No, PG, I'm ready for sweaters and pumpkin shit. And like, God, I just want to be cold.
Duncan
I want
has to pumpkin be spice.
Cold.
So just here's what we'll cold. Do. We'll go to Dunkin' Donuts, get a pumpkin spice, whatever the fuck you want. Then I will put you in the fridge.
You guys, when I worked at Panera, we would drink 40s in the fridge and like a Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, fuck you.
But also sometimes I would just go in the fridge and be like, I hope nobody finds me. I gotta cool off. It was the best like hangover. There was a deep freeze.
We need a walk-in fridge, apparently.
Oh my God, it's so nice. The deep freeze was so nice because you could just do a minute and you were like, yep, it was like cryo. I was doing cryo before I knew it.
You were like made cryo what it is.
I today. Did. I have literally never done cryo, but we should go and videotape it sometime. There's one in Destin. We also should do the float tank where you go and you just have on like your book or your music and you're just in the pitch black dark floating.
So like I'm in there listening to Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Jake did it last, he listened to the whole Sturgill Simpson Sound and Fury, which is like a Sturgill album. He's country, but this is like rock. And it is like the whole thing like exists in like,
will a I turn into 11 world. From Stranger Things? I because remember probably. She has to be like in a
in the salt. Yeah. And they do it at the pizza place. That's where I'm
piggyback.
That's where I'm done now. Like I haven't watched it past that. Like I can't finish the last episode because I always have all these fucking kids.
Around me. These kids.
Jake doesn't want to watch it. Well, and Jake then I start and I'm like rewind, Jake. I have like 45 minutes left. It's almost infuriating at this point.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you that during a very pivotal fucking last part, probably 5 minutes to go, Amelia comes downstairs while I'm watching the last episode.
And she's already seen it. And she's already fucking
seen it. And she goes, hey, Mom, do we have any mini cucumbers? The fuck?
You're like, I can't be stressed out about flavorless pickles. Get out of here.
I was like, you bitch, because it was like a really like emotional scene.
And she just kind of ruined it was like the energy. So
emotional. And I was like, I'm out of here. Like, I'm out of the moment now.
And it ruined I don't give it fuck for anymore. You. That's, I think, it for me because I know it's getting crazy. And I kind of powered through the first episodes. Maybe I looked away, missed a couple things, but I know I have to be engrossed and like pay attention. And I don't want something like that. Like Huck busting a
fucking
in.
Fucking cucumber. The deficit is now six, mother. You're yeah. like, the fuck?
I'm like, well, that just ruined everything about God. All of this.
A mini cucumber?
Like, does she know pickles specific. Are so much better?
She loves pickles. Like, she eats, like, a jar a day. Like, I'm not I love playing. Pickles, too. I'm not even. Her. Oh, there's something in your box that you're going to love. It's not pickles.
But is she?
I was like, you bitch. And she was like, oh, I didn't say you bitch to her. But I was like, Amelia, like, look. And she was bitch. Like, oh, sorry, but I just wanted a mini cucumber. I was like, the fuck do you need a mini
Did
cucumber?
Did you have them?
No, I never have mini cucumbers. So then I bought them.
Why would you
them.
Have them on hand?
Well, after that, I bought them. And did she eat them?
Did no. she dip them I
had
in ranch?
No, I had to throw them away because they got fuzzy. They were fuzzy. Rotting.
Yeah.
I was like, you are the worst, Amelia. I love I you, but packed also it get out of here.
Every day for her lunch, just mini cucumbers and like sad faces.
Oh, I would never do that. She's the worst. She's cute, but she's the worst. She loves me so much.
I am sorry that I said pussy, Gus. I know you'll never forgive me, but it was funny because I said PG so many times. And I really did want to talk about, like, sweaters and toboggans. And
I am excited for that, too. And also, like, just the option to, like,
wear jeans and
not be sweating.
Wear Spanx, like, pleather leggings and not die.
I was like, Spanx, I'd never want to wear that.
Oh, no, like, leggings.
Yeah.
Like, body shapewear. If I need shapewear to wear a dress, I'm out. I'm pause, just out. I can't pause. Do it.
I have a question. Yes. Have you seen the, like, tank top unitard sort of thing?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about that? Because I kind of want one to wear with my Jordans and my biker jacket.
Oh, that's cute.
Is but it? Here's well, the thing, I have camel toe.
When you have to pee.
Well, then I have to pee.
You just take it all the way yeah. off.
It's like a romper.
No, I think
titties
it's
out,
cute.
It's fine.
I think it's cute with, like, the biker short one. I yeah, think yeah. that's cute with, like, a cute jacket or even, like, a fun something
I have a
over
really cute, like, acid wash denim jacket.
Like a longer? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be really cute.
Okay, so I need to get that.
I agree.
I yes. saw it on Skims, I think. I've never ordered from Skims.
I've heard that it's good. Lindsay said that it was good.
I want to do
maybe
Lizzo's.
Maybe it was another friend.
I want to do Lizzo's, like, the Yeti.
No, I think it was Yeti? Lindsay. Lindsay, was it you that said Skims
Lindsay,
was good?
Do you love Skims? Know. Let us know in our DMs. Slide into our DMs.
I think she was like, I treated myself and bought some Skims and it was
well, I'm
amazing.
About to treat, I live my life in a treat myself mentality, so sorry, Barry.
Yeah, I went to the jewelry store yesterday to look for earrings, and the lady was like, buy these. Are these on clearance? And I was like, it's not that, like, I need it to be on clearance to buy it. No. It's just that, like, it's weird to buy my own self jewelry. Like, I would rather it come from Jake or something. I don't know. If I have to have it, it's one thing. But, like, spency earrings that are, right. Like more than $500, that's, like, too weird to buy for yourself, right?
Did you know what Barry got me for our anniversary that was, like, a 10 out of 10? Like, he nailed it. Yeah, like that. He bought me the Tiffany necklace that, like, was so cool back in 2002 when we got married, or 2004. You know what I mean? Like, the silver the chain with the heart. This
Yeah.
And I was like, is this real? I was like, did you get me, like, he hit the nail on the head. It was perfect.
You're such a sucker for those things, too. Like, you just said it. Like, everything you couldn't afford when it came out and you loved, now you're like, I'm buying it.
So that's I want it. I got it. But, like, the Doc Martin Mary Janes that I bought that I've worn twice, but, like, they're just beautiful. Having them on my shelf, it literally makes me so healthy.
So healthy. I'm healthy.
So happy.
I had just the Doc Martin sandals that were, like, the brown,
and they busted
stanky,
your ankle.
Stanky,
fisherman
stanky
sort of.
They were awful. But now they have the black ones that are actually kind of cute. That are like,
and they're lightweight now. They're not 47 pounds.
The kids' boots are still a million pounds, but they're boots.
Yeah, like my Docs that I got last, I got pink Docs.
Like Edie?
I kind of want to match it. Yeah, they're like patent leather pink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Edie and I are twins. Oh, my God, I love it. But I got them, and I'm obsessed, and I can't wait to wear them again.
I want them. Like, Where'd you get them on the internet?
DocMartins.com. I really wanted a green pair. They sold out, so then I ordered the pink.
Green, like lime? Or
Emerald.
Ooh, emerald. I could get into that.
Yeah. I'm really, like, over, like, designer stuff. Stop it. Yeah, the same boots. They're, like, my size.
She cute.
I'm over, like, designer stuff. Like, spending $1,000 on Gucci boots seems so stupid.
When I mean, I want Gucci boots.
I do too, but I also want to find them in the road. But I also feel like, what's the point? Like, Golden Goose, for instance.
Golden Goose is stupid. It already
I could
sturdy.
Buy
I don't like
five pairs of Jordans for the same price as one pair of Golden Goose. Like, I don't understand. No. Also, I'm a sneakerhead now. It's new, and
that's a trendy thing to be right now, too.
Look at my Air Forces today.
Those are cute.
They're new. Sorry, Barry.
Those are really cute.
Sorry, Barry. Spell my Gigi's paycheck. It's fine.
On them shoes? The whole one?
On two pairs. I only work like a day.
Then that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. People have burning questions for us.
Burning questions.
I have a burning question for you.
I have a burning question for you, and it's not about your pee hole, although we learned a lot about your pee hole today.
That wasn't even about my pee hole. That's a whole different day.
Pretty close. Okay, go ahead. What's your burning question
I need to know yours first, because mine is just...
Mine is real stupid, but I was wondering today when I was driving the kids to school who your favorite Batman is. Because I have very strong opinions about my favorite Batman.
I know who my favorite Batman is.
Okay, who is it?
It's not Christian Bale.
No,
I hate that voice. Okay, the voice that he does is just, like,
it's
the
so
worst.
Stupid.
It's like you're purposely trying to sound like Batman. Like,
yeah,
I hate
like,
it.
Yeah, fuck off.
I do like Heath Ledger in the Christian Bale Batman movie, but, like, rest
Heath Ledger is different than Christian Bale's Batman. Heath Ledger's Joker's iconic.
Oh, it's like, that's what the movie should have just been about.
Yeah,
and like, not Christian
fuck
Bale
Christian
at all.
Bale, except
that was
not
also, like, his last
gross.
Movie. And
I don't think Christian Bale is attractive at all.
No, me neither. He's an insanely good actor, which is why I was so confused about why the Batman was so bad.
Yeah.
Maybe he was trying to go back to that, like, comic book Batman where he had, like, no personality. I don't know.
I don't love it. So who's your favorite? Because
Michael Keaton.
Oh.
Who's your favorite?
George Clooney.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good one.
He's fucking hot.
I like Michael Keaton because he's not hot. He's just funny.
Yeah, he's, like, my number maybe two.
He's just, like, I feel like... A quintessential Batman.
This is honestly how it goes.
He's not strong or hot. He's just like, is relatable. Relatable Batman.
I loved Michael Keaton in so many movies, but Batman wasn't my, like, jam for him. But George Clooney's my number one. Robert Pattinson is my number two just because.
Wait, Robert Pattinson's Batman? When and how?
Oh my God. It's the newest one.
Is
and
it
he's
good?
Like actually good. You can't actually see it because it's filmed. Like it's like you have goggles on and you can't see anything light. It's, like, so dark. But he's kind of hot. And I've always had a thing
for him.
He's kind of
hot because you can't see him.
No, I've had a thing for him since
because
Twilight.
Because he's wavy and, like,
he got
beefier.
It's good. I think you should watch it.
I mean, I'll watch it. I love Batman.
And then I also, okay, so Val Kilmer's Batman with the lips. Like, yeah, that's a thing.
Val Kilmer's Batman was pretty good.
It's pretty hot.
Have like, you watched that documentary about Val Kilmer? No, it makes it me hurts my sad. Heart.
Like, it honestly, truthfully, like, when
he's
I Googled
him. He's a cool
him,
dude.
Hurt my heart. Because yeah. He was so beautiful. Not Goose. What was his fucking name? Iceman.
Yeah, he Hawk. Was super cute. He had, like, really pretty lips.
What the fuck? He, like, is the reason why plastic surgeons have, like, business today.
Jake has super pouty lips that have been unaltered.
Anyway, George Clooney, number one. Robert Pattinson, number two. Mm-hmm. Val Kilmer, number three. Then Michael Keaton, hands down, number four. And it's just because...
Yeah, I just am a Michael Keaton person in general.
He was in Three Men and a Baby, right?
I don't know.
I love that
movie. I'm a Michael Keaton person. I don't know one single movie. Never even seen a Michael Keaton movie. Multiplicity is a standout for me. Remember when he clones himself because he's a busy dad, he's got too much going on, and each clone is dumber and dumber, and then they make a clone of a clone, and that clone is special needs. And it's a Michael Keaton clone, and he keeps pizza in his wallet.
Okay,
it's
I'm Googling his IMDb real quick because
it's.
But we
juicy.
Have to scroll really far because we're old. Fuck, 2005, but God, he's been in a lot of shit, man.
Well, yeah, he has.
Okay, he was on Mr. Rogers, which is so cool.
He is literally the. An American treasure, Michael
Keaton. He is. I love him. I'm not, he just wasn't, like.
For Batman.
Yeah.
He wasn't a hot Batman.
Yeah, he was not hot, but he was definitely top five.
Adam seven.
Adam West, maybe
How
number
many
five.
Batmans
I have
there
no
been?
Idea. Probably
I mean, if
a
you're
lot.
Going for shows, movies, everything, probably so many, but I just
so
want to know
many.
Blockbuster Batmans.
We can Google it. That's something we can Google.
Robert Pattinson is Batman?
Oh my God, I know. Kill me, but it's fine. You know I love a fucking vampire, and he's still...
He was a great vampire.
No, okay.
Is
I have
he
a question.
Vampire Batman?
Pause. I have another question for you. Burning
really
question.
Crossover with that.
Pause. Another question. Burning question. Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I mean, Edward because Edward, but Jacob is way hotter.
Okay, my answer is Team Carlisle, Colin, because
he looks like the Ken doll that they forgot to, like, put the blush on. He's awful.
Are you
I'm dead
leaving.
Serious. I like that he's
leaving.
So sweet and he's done good things for the vampire
Peter,
community.
Peter is way, 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 way hotter.
Than who?
Edward or Jacob. Peter Facinelli? Are you joking? He banged Jenny Garth. Like, they were married.
You're really passionate about this. Peter Pacatibic. Okay, but in Twilight, his skin is see-through.
Okay, but all of their skin is see-through.
Not Jacob's.
That's true. That's true. Really, you're Billy Black. Team Billy Black.
I
saw somebody who was Team Charlie Swan, and I was like, ew.
Charlie, like,
ew. Yeah, I was like, that's gross. Oh,
I'm gonna
God.
Be honest, I've only seen the movies like maybe one time through, and I never read the book.
Mm.
But oh, I've maybe
watched, we read the books.
That's cute.
Like, this year, it was so
I
cute.
Watched the first one a couple times, maybe.
We watched it like a lot of times, and I flew home to Seattle to see one of them at midnight, like on release day, with my Carlisle headband. Okay.
Christia. You flew home to watch one at midnight, she says.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what's your other burning question? Oh, that was it.
That was mine. What's yours?
Honestly, my burning question was just going to be awful. It was just going to be, does it burn?
Uh-uh. It's good. Well, my asshole did today a little.
Yeah, that's the worst. Ooh.
Coworker went out home sick yesterday, said she didn't feel well, did not elaborate. Turns out it's stomachy. I'm like, cool. Let me wash my hands 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah. That's what you got. It's going out. Everybody's got it. Last year it was colds and snot, and this year it's shitting. Like, it's shitting. Just the shitting's going through the schools. It's making its way through.
I was like, fuck me.
We're all going to lose a few pounds.
I will say the Imodium did definitely help. Like,
did it?
Everything feels good.
I told you that. I don't know what I told you.
Baby Oaks.
Oh, yeah. Baby Oaks had the shit for like a week.
He saved you with his maraca. He's so cute.
He was crawling with the box of like sealed anti-diarrheal medicine.
He's so cute.
Okay. We love you guys.
Yeah, we're going.
Have the best few days.
Yeah, we're going
to Biloxi?
Right now. No, we're going to go get lunch, I thought.
Oh, yeah. We got
to
go.
And also maybe go to Anthro.
Yeah.
Did you get that dress?
No, I didn't get anything.
All right. Well, we better go.
Bye, guys.
Bye.